Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Ken is calling from Bridgewater. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know that the necklace that Dart wears, that's like a good luck charm from a sister. It's not a real expensive one.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much it is, but yes, I was aware that it's a sister's. Mm.
Yeah, and just when you guys were talking about, I went to Dick's to try to get a Dart jersey. No Giants stuff there. Jets apparel, 25% off, and it is stocked.
That's it? Nick is calling from Woodbridge. What's up, Nick?
Hello, Nick.
BT and Sal, how are we doing?
Good, Nick. We're fired up.
This Giants team has got me geeking. We're going a mile high, and we're putting belts to ass on these Broncos.
Oh, he's ready. A little mile high club, huh?
Started the trend of the belt to ass reference today on this show. I got to say, Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts, they're at my house last 2 days.
Okay.
Replacing the boiler. Dude, no heat. For the we had to upgrade. Oh, it was, you know,
were you really cold?
Well, I mean, last night was, I think, in the 50s in the house.
Oh, 50s in the house. You have a fireplace? I don't remember.
We do, but
do you use
know.
It?
Yeah, no.
Okay, we do. I come home from work yesterday. The fireplace is on. I'm like, well, at 3:15, I'm like, why is this on?
No. Well, it was cold yesterday. And the point was, we were like, all right, well, we know we got to do it before the winter. And then by the time everything gets set up between the gas company, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And it takes a couple of days. So you can imagine my wife not too thrilled. But anyway, they're doing a great job. It is a really big job. Like, I see all the pieces and parts to put this damn thing together.
Mm-hmm.
Take the old one out that's probably been there for 40 years, whatever it may be.
Those things are heavy, but cumbersome. Is Mitch helping out?
Yeah, no. You should send them over there right now. But anyway, those guys are doing a great job, so we appreciate the help.
There you go.
And looking forward to hopefully getting home tonight and actually having some heat. Now I don't have to worry about it until we got to replace the HVAC system.
I'm never cold. Like, I'm the kind of guy, like, I will, as long as I have a sweatshirt, right? I will go out, like, if I've got to run out in January, I'll go out in shorts. Like, if I have to run to the store, like, flip-flops and shorts and a sweatshirt and maybe, a skull cap. I'm never cold.
I'd rather be colder than hot.
Oh, absolutely.
The blankets and the hoodies and all that. But still, yeah, when you're dealing with the wife and all that stuff, it's not pleasant. It is actually cold. All right, BT, it's out. Player to Watch, sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future. Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo. Who do you got this week?
I try to go sometimes, like, you know, maybe a little less obvious, a lesser known name. I'm going to just go to a big name who's got to start playing better. Jalen Hurts here.
Hmm.
And they're one of my picks. I do think Philly's going to win. I think they get things right. Do you really think they lose three straight games? I don't, which is why I picked them. But the last two games, both losses here, 3 rushing yards and 13 rushing yards. You talk about 16 yards in two games, 8 yards a pop. That's not Hurts, and that's not Philly. I think he goes off a little bit.
I'm going to go with one of the local games here, Nick Benito. He is the best defensive player in the league, league leader in sacks. He's had that tweet that was deleted talking about how I've never seen a more delusional fan base. and he's matched up with Andrew Thomas. That is going to be one hell of a primetime matchup. Benito and Andrew Thomas, I'm looking forward to seeing if Benito's going to be basically back up his words here, or Thomas going to shut him down and the Giants send a message. So that will be one player that I'm looking to see if he can continue his dominant season so far. And maybe this for him, you know, doing it against a New York team that's hot right now, maybe this could put him on a bigger stage as well. I'm not saying that he needs the Giants to take off, but not a lot of people prior to the last couple of weeks are familiar with Benito.
I wasn't incredibly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I think doing it against the well, obviously we watched him with the Jets.
Game, but even before that, like, you know, like maybe a 1 or 2 week, like, all right, this guy's having a really good year. But I think on some of the broadcasts, you're starting to hear at least the references, like, hey, he's in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. You know, you got the Giants, be a big game. Every Giant fan's going to watch here. It's just fun, too. And speaking of the Giants, I know you saw this, the pictures of Cam Scataboo as a little Pop Warner football player, or it's some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen. First, he's got a mohawk. You were the one who showed me this first in the mohawk picture.
Sort of the post.
Yeah. How old do you think he is? Eight? In that first picture?
He reminded me of your son, Colt, actually, a little bit.
I guess,
that blonde hair a little bit.
Yeah. I haven't let him out of a mohawk yet, but he's had some wacky haircuts. Listen, this kid's a beast. And then there's another picture where he's just complete disregard for his body. This is in the post, as Sal said. You got to check it out, Giant fans. It's adorable. You'll love it. And it's also, you know, now you understand, like, you don't just become that crazy lunatic. You're basically born that way, and you're that way from day one, and those pictures tell a really good story
for
him. I'm
really excited to watch these football games, specifically the Giants, obviously, but even the Jets is a little appetizer at one, seeing if Aaron Glenn can get off the schneid. You're right. You said it earlier, and I think it's so true. The Jets need to get a win so they can become less relevant. As odd as that sounds, the more these losses pile up, the louder the noise is going to get, the more relevant they stay for the wrong reasons. Get a win, get people off your back, then they can kind of fade into oblivion a little bit. Maybe Glenn could have some time to build this thing the right way in less of a spotlight, but the more the losses mount up, the worse it's going to be. So we have that at 1 o'clock, not to mention the other games at one if you want to get into, and then the nice 4 o'clock. Is it 4:25 or 4:05?
It's 4:05.
4:05 start with the Giants and the Broncos. A rare big Sunday as far as the actual games go in New York, which is tremendous. One thing we didn't touch upon, and you got it, I told you about this, but you got to actually watch it. I watched it coming into work. The Bill Belichick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jordan Hudson.
I got to check this out.
Hoff, did you happen to see that yet or no? You maybe just read the headline here?
I heard about it. Didn't read it yet.
Give us a little description
here. So basically, Pablo Torre, Pablo Torre finds out?
He's a pretty good investigative reporter. He's been doing a lot of good work lately.
Maybe one of the most trusted reporters that's going right now in this country. And he got what I believe would be a leaked video from that TV show that they were going to film, and then they canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
It's behind the scenes footage of Belichick and Hudson dealing with, I don't know what kind of, some kind of meeting or whatever, but Dude, I was just cringing and just, oh my God, I can't take it anymore. Please, please get rid of her, Bill. What are you doing? She's trying to talk about how the proper graphics should be up on this board and talking nonsense like some dopey 20-year-old. Well, I don't even know how old she is. What is 22?
I think she's 24.
Like, all right, I get the appeal for Belichick.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, but come on, dude. Like, it was everything that you thought was going on with a 24-year-old who thinks she knows everything, trying to tell Bill Belichick what to do or other people what to do or being in control of his life. Like, all those reports.
Yeah.
That 6 minutes of it. Yes.
Oh, God. I got to watch this. Now, I would think, well, listen, when you find love, you find love. Whether you're 20, 30, 40 years old, or as long as everybody's legal and consenting, it's all good. But you would think that it would be the other way around. Like, Bill Belichick's got the Hall of Fame juice. He's got all the money in the world. You would think that he'd be writing the rules here. Seems like she's writing every rule. Bill, where's your...
I know.
I almost said the wrong... Like, where's your backbone, Bill? I understand it's appealing. You know, you're
he's
older.
Bill Belichick!
You know, like wrinkly, hairy. I get it. You know, you can't write every rule at that point, but you got to write a few. I mean, stop being led around by the nose. You're getting led around, but come on. It looks bad.
He trash...
Have some self-respect, Bill.
He trash-talked Tom Brady. Like, he'd rip everybody known to man, including the greatest quarterback that many people... that ever lived in Tom Brady... And yet he's being led around by the you-know-what from this 24-year-old, what's his name, Jordan Hutton.
Let me ask
nothing
you
this. Against her. Like,
no, not at all.
It's actually, and I'm a huge Belichick fan. You and I have gotten into fights about it. You take Brady's side. I always take Belichick. I believe in the coach. I can't believe what I'm watching. Like, you think anything that's been put on tape from North Carolina this year has been bad, North Carolina football? God. This is the worst 6 minutes of film I've seen from Bill Belichick ever.
Wow. I have to see this. Well, remember the interview? I think it was on Sunday morning, like CBS, Good Morning. What are those shows on Sunday morning? I forget which one now. And he was asked a question. Bill was obviously the subject, and she was off to the side. And she's like, nope, we're not answering that. Remember how she, remember that?
Yes.
I mean, Bill, come on, man. I understand the first month, the first two. You know, you're under the spell. You're under the power. Come on. All right, so let's have a little fun here. Pretend you're not married.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anybody that you would allow to basically just tell you what to do like she apparently is telling him?
No.
Nobody, not even Jessica Biel or...
No,
I don't know. I'm just throwing names out here.
No, and that
young Halle Berry, nothing.
There's a different story to interact with other people. You know, assuming in the hypothetical, I'm not married. Yeah, but to be to the point where you're being dominated like that in that aspect.
Yeah.
Dominated in other areas, maybe. All right, not that. Like, no.
Have some self-respect, Billy.
Not at this age, and he's 70. Like in my 20s, yes, I was walked all over. You know what I mean? I admit that.
Yeah.
I was crying after these breakups, like a little boy. Oh, you leave me? I'm worthless. What's going on? And these were women that, like, come on. Now I look back like, you're lucky I even dated you. But I'm 46 years old. There's no way at this point in my life I would let anybody dominate the conversation or dominate things like that at all.
It's ridiculous.
I'm shocked.
Me too. You know what he needs? Like, okay, I know we're having a little fun with certain things. What he really needs... He needs his best friend to intervene. Say, hey, Bill, I don't mean go out for a drink. You got to put down a bottle of scotch in the middle of the table, and we're not leaving until this thing is gone. And we're talking, and you're listening, and I'm talking for a little bit, Bill. You got to wake up.
You bring up a great point, because when you're in it, you don't realize how bad it is.
Sure.
I've been in those relationships before. The difference is he's a 70-year-old man that should know better. Like, I would.
Who's
now-
a power figure?
Oh.
He's always been in charge. You know what? Maybe that's why he enjoys, like, there's a lot of psychological stuff about this. Like, a lot of powerful businessmen, sometimes, like yeah, I don't want to get nuts here. Like, I don't want to get too crass here. But, yeah,
well, like
some
one of those
stuff.
Houses, what do they call it?
To dominate, whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe he's been so used to having the power that there's a part of him that he's enjoying being dominated and pushed around and controlled.
Okay,
I don't know.
What I'm saying. Like, in certain aspects, maybe, if you watch this in this part, like...
Yeah, I got to watch it.
It just was, it was cringe worthy.
I'd rather be by myself.
And confirming, yes!
By myself.
Confirming everything. Like, you'd be like, hey, like, I respect your opinion on certain things. She's running his life. And it's
into the ground. Finish the sentence.
That's what I mean. Bill Belichick has become a joke.
He has.
The great Bill Belichick has become an embarrassment. Because of this.
Now, having said that, if Aaron Glenn doesn't get things going and they fire me after 1 year, I'll interview him again this time.
With her?
No, there's no chance in hell she's coming.
Well
then he ain't coming. Sorry.
Well, you know, all right. That does it for us.
Yeah, right.
Thanks. This segment took a turn for the worse, huh? Sorry, Mom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.